This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across the United States of America. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol and security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And I want to stop for just a second. We have a large contingent of our U.S. Coast Guard Air Station Clearwater over in the Bahamas right now, and you guys need to be careful over there. Please be safe, as well as some of our military men and women that have gone over there from the Air Force, from the Navy, the Marine Corps, and the Army, and a lot more will be coming too to help out from around the world. They need all the help they can get. Not all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers keeping America rolling along. Thanks for what you do. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Joining us right now, the Edwards Notebook guy himself, Ron Edwards. Hello, Ron.
Good morning, Captain. How are you?
Not bad. You sound like you're hoarse today.
No, not really.
Okay, well, I must have caught you flat-footed there. Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We emphasize the two words under God. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And don't forget the fact that when we talk about republic, we are a republic, even though some people keep trying to call us a democracy.
Yeah, mob rule democracy is not the way to go. Yeah, starting in the 1930s, they started officially calling this country a democracy because changes that certain people want to make in this republic and turned it into something else. But we've got to fight to retain what the founding fathers left us. And this is a constitutionally limited republic, and we've got to teach it to our young people and succeeding generations so that we don't continue to drift away into this mad world of mob rule democracy.
You know where we need to start? San Francisco. San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
The supervisors, which are the like the city councilmen in San Francisco,
yeah,
voted unanimously to designate the NRA as a domestic terror organization.
Yeah, that's an insane mob over there that runs that city. Has run that beautiful, once beautiful city into the ground, and they just continue to, you know, you've heard the question, how low can you go? With San Francisco, you never know, because that city is continuing to just show just how crazy. That's the same city, by the way, that ruled on behalf of that illegal border crosser who shot
Katie Steinley. Yeah.
Yeah. This is no surprise for me. It's just, what is surprising, though, that the people over there continue to vote these types of lunatics into office, and they watch their city just being torn into, you know, torn down into nothing. That's what's surprising. The people continue to reelect these kinds of officials.
Now, do you have Kroger stores up there in Michigan where you're at?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay, well, Kroger just banned open carry. Now, that's going to upset a whole bunch of people down in Georgia.
Absolutely.
Where you can pack a weapon and walk anywhere you want. And they're telling people there will be no more open carry in our grocery stores. And they've actually asked Congress to pass more gun control. Now, again, I will go back to the fact that there isn't one gun control law on the books that would have stopped the last shooting because the guy bought a weapon from a private individual.
Yeah, gun controls do not stop crime, by the way. It doesn't do anything to stop the lunatics, the evil people from doing these type of dastardly deeds. What will curtail those things is if when you do have people carrying and can short-circuit and a nut job walking around trying to kill people. But it's when you disarm people, you give the advantage to the criminals who will get their guns in the black market.
Now, we're coming up on a break here, but I'm going to tease something. We've heard a lot of talk about General Mattis since he's left office, and there's a lot of people trying to egg him on because of the book that he wrote. Say, oh, come on, General Mattis, just come on out and say something about the president. You can do it. You can do it.
Yeah, General Mattis is not a fan of Trump. General Mattis is more of a, and I just read a story concerning him, that story, in fact, and he said that a lot of people are not into globalism, and that includes Trump, but he says that we have to face that reality. So that is a big bone of contention between him and Trump, but he did show a bit of class by not buying into this, the leftist talk show host that wanted him to basically dog out Trump on his show.
Well, he did that in a very respectful way, and of course
yeah.
They kept working on him. This was Mika and Joe. And I do have an audio of that, which I will play when we come back from our break, just a little short minute piece, just to tell you how they were trying to egg him. Oh, come on, General Mattis, come on. You know, Mika's doing like the little poor, wah-wah-me stuff. But anyway, it is what it is. And, of course, we can't forget about the fact that your favorite friend and congresswoman up there, Tlaib, is in hot water because we're finding out more about her compadre up there in Minnesota, and she could be in real trouble. So hold that thought, folks. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget, coming up bottom of the hour, we've got Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. So get your questions ready for me. Send them on over to the Facebook page.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. And, you know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you. Have the leftists changed their minds concerning religious instruction in government schools? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, if and when the mere mention of the Ten Commandments or Jesus Christ occurs in government schools, the bigoted leftists go to Nutsville and proclaim it's unconstitutional. However, recently the Freedom of Information Act request has uncovered evidence of a well-orchestrated Islamic campaign aimed at educators in Michigan and several other states. According to a recent report from the Thomas More Law Center, Michigan's Novi Community Schools District conducted a two-day mandatory seminar for teachers presented by a taxpayer-paid Muslim consultant. The teachers were subjected to 2 days of Islamic propaganda, where Islam was glorified, Christianity disparaged, and the USA bashed relentlessly. It was all funded by Novi, Michigan taxpayers, according to Thomas More President and Chief Counsel Richard Thompson. The pro-Islam anti-Christian seminar was conducted by Dearbornistan, Michigan resident Huda Essa for $5,000 taxpayer dollars. America, the time for believers in Christ and participants in the Jewish faith to fully exercise our unalienable right of free expression is now or never. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out my new website, theronedwards.talkspot.com.
All righty, that's Ron Edwards, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss Nissan, where I'm telling you right now, you can go and get a tremendous deal. Four words get you there. You serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, plus our 911 operators, too, all get preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars on your new Nissan vehicle. Now, they've also got lots of certified pre-owned vehicles. They come with Moss Care, free oil changes, tire rotation for life, and a whole bunch more. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, or give them a call at 727-815-3095, locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey. Don't forget Moss Wholesale to the Public in Homosassa Springs. Also Moss Family Chevrolet on Northdale Mabry in Carrollwood, Tampa, and a new Moss Nissan coming soon to Tampa, Florida. That's Moss, M-A-U-S Nissan, the home of You Serve, You Save. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to save you another $500 off your vehicle. Just tell them the captain sent you. All righty, back to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Had a lot of stuff to say there all at one time. All right. Now, before we move on with General Mattis, I have some information that I just got from Denise Simon. She just sent it to me. The Odessa shooter, the guy over the weekend, you heard about that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. And everybody was wondering how he could have gotten a gun since he failed the background check. Well, here's how he got the gun. He had a weapon built privately by a gunsmith and did it on a private sale basis and therefore never had to go through a background check.
Which does what?
It was legal at the time. That was legal.
Yeah. And so this also takes away a little bit of credibility from those who are saying that, well, if we have these mandatory background checks, so that's how you'll cut down on these types of incidents. Well, not so, because you can get around it. There is something also called the black market.
A lot of that in Detroit, Chicago, Cleveland, a lot of that.
Hampering law-abiding citizens is not going to hamper crime, and they know it. They know it. The people that are just pushing for this gun control crap, and they understand this, but they're trying to inhibit the rights of the law-abiding citizens like you and me and others. So we got to continue to push back against this garbage.
Okay, so Mika and Joe yesterday with their cohorts on their program were interviewing General James Mattis, and they were trying to get him to say something bad about the president. But here, let's listen to about a minute and 3 seconds worth of this stuff.
I think, too, this goes back several administrations. This didn't start overnight. This isn't about one man. And the solution's not going to be about one person speaking out. It's going to be about the majority of Americans saying, that's enough. We owe better to the next generation than what we're doing right now. And we grew up in the luckiest generation, all of us at this table, the greatest generation raised us. We are not turning that over to the next generation.
Right. Weren't you helped? I'm sorry. Weren't you helped, though, by reading Robert Gates' book where he talked about the shortcomings of the presidents he worked for? Wasn't that helpful to you as you prepared for your role?
It was very helpful, and each of the former secretaries of defense from both Republican and Democrat administrations immediately made themselves available, would come and have lunch with me.
Right.
The point I would make there is that what the right-wing Senator Vandenberg from Michigan said when challenged, why do you work with that terrible Democrat President Truman?
Mm-hmm.
And he said the defense of the country is a nonpartisan issue, basically.
Right.
He said politics ends at the water's edge.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the difference between, someone like a Mattis and some of the other great generals and people of that era. And these nut jobs who call themselves talk show hosts who are interviewing him. That's the difference.
By the way, they also asked whether or not he was going to run for president, since there was a rumor the last time around that he might run for president, and he said absolutely not.
No, I wouldn't think that he would want to put himself through that. And seeing what Trump has gone through. I wouldn't blame them. You know, I don't blame them whatsoever.
Now, Elizabeth Warren has a free college plan that she's pushing, right?
Yeah.
It's a little bit unsustainable if her husband keeps his $400,000 a year Harvard salary.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, trust me, he's not hardly the only one. I mean, that's kind of typical when you get at that level of collegiate supposed education.
Who's worth that kind of money to be a teacher? Who?
A good teacher, not a politically correct teacher, but seriously, I don't know. That's a good question, but it just shows the fallacy of her ideas and the hypocrisy as well. They want to drain everyone else's money to pay for something that cannot be paid for, by the way. Yet at the same time, they want to live off the fat of the land. So just a bunch of hypocrisy and another reason why she cannot be elected.
Now, Hurricane Dorian, of course, right now is bearing down on Charleston, South Carolina. It's about 75 or 80 miles away, headed due north. Category 3 again, winds picked up. Size of the storm has gotten much bigger than what it was down here. It looks like as if retail sales, retailers are losing about $1.5 billion in lost sales. A lot of people along the beach that resort on tourism are not getting it. I don't know how they'll get any of that back. There is a way to do it, but I'm not sure how to do it. So this storm, by the way, may be going up the East Coast, and I told Chris Markowski that they're talking about it being a nor'easter when it gets up there to New York City.
Yeah, that's a possibility, but, they're just going to have to hunker down and do what they have to do to try to minimize the damage and make sure that people are not killed in this situation. Because, even though it's a 3 and it's supposed to reduce down to a 2 by the time it starts surging north again, that's still a big, dangerous size of storm. And so we just urge people to do what they need to do and follow the instructions of the local authorities there and to avoid minimum human damage.
Now, you sit up there in Michigan, and, of course, General Motors is up there, right?
Absolutely.
Well, today the chairman of General Motors is meeting with the president. How'd you like to be a fly on the wall for that little meeting?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that General Motors really screwed themselves over the years. I'm sure you're aware that the General Motors used to be the world's largest corporation. And when they were, the majority of their production facilities were in the United States of America. Mm-hmm. Once they became this globalization company and moved their stuff to China, they started dwindling and dwindling and dwindling. They thought they were saving.
Well, they went to Mexico. Well, actually, they went to Canada first, then Mexico, and here comes the clock, so the music, so we got to let that go. But we'll continue that on Saturday after we find out what the meeting was about. So I'll let you go, and I'll talk to you on Saturday morning on the weekend show.
Take care.
All right, Kyle, let's see, Ron Edwards, and I was thinking of Kyle Warren because he'll be back tomorrow night. We had Wayne Allen tonight, and coming up, Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Got some questions here for Bo. We'll get into them when I come back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Dorian appears to be on a collision course with the Carolinas. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper is urging people to head out, saying it's not worth putting your life or the life of first responders at risk. Charleston, South Carolina Mayor John Tecklenburg says the dangerous storm poses a triple threat.
It is starting to whip up. We're expecting real high tides tonight. Our biggest concern is that combination of heavy rain and high tide and storm surge all at the same time, which can bring water right into our city.
The first mainland death linked to the hurricane has happened in North Carolina when an 85-year-old man fell to his death while preparing his home for the storm. In the Bahamas, at least 20 deaths have been linked to Dorian. Video shows the Grand Bahama Airport in Freeport has been completely destroyed. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on...
Alrighty, that's Donna Fiducia. We thank her very much for bringing us in here with this segment. Now, this segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, because in the house we've got Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy, and let's hear more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
And Bo Browning's in the house. Good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
Now, I got a question right off the bat from a friend of ours in Los Angeles, and he's asking he'd be interested in attending your school. Will you ever have one of your locations in Los Angeles, California?
As of right now, I'd probably say the answer to that is probably no. You know, however, we never know what's going to happen in the future. National Aviation Academy has a good market here in the Tampa Bay area and the Boston, Massachusetts area. And we try to keep ourselves small enough to give a good quality product to our students. But yet, you know, at two locations to where some people have some options.
Now, what did you do in preparation for the storm? Did you send your people back home again for while this thing was looming around, or what'd you do?
No, we closely monitored the storm. We watched the emergency management from Pinellas County, Hillsborough County here in the Tampa Bay area, and we make the best assessment that we can. That storm was looking like it was going to stay offshore. Obviously, all the schools and, you know, the public school system closed down on Thursday in Pinellas, and then shortly after that, in Hillsborough County. But as we watched the storm, we made a decision to monitor it and wait until Sunday. And once we saw it was going to stay out there and turn north, we decided to stay open.
Okay, well, that all works for me. Now, let's see here. We've got Sandy, and Sandy is in New York. And the question from Sandy is, do you ever think that being an aviation maintenance tech will take less than 14 months?
14 months is pretty fast. The Federal Aviation Administration requirement says that you have to offer at least 1,900 hours of instruction at an aviation maintenance technician school. So less than 14 months, yes, it's possible. I know of one or two schools in the nation that are right at 12 to 13 months. However, that is doing a lot of school work in a very, very short period. Our program is 7 hours a day, 5 days a week. So a program that's at 1,900, 1,950, 2,000 hours in 12 months, it's very, very compact program.
Now, we've got a question here from Jackie. And let's see, this is an email. Jackie, I don't know where she, wait a minute, I don't know where she's at here. Let me see here. It's my understanding that you don't have dormitories at the National Aviation Academy. So where do the students stay?
That is correct. We do not have student housing that National Aviation Academy runs or operates. What we do have is we have a student services department that assists our incoming students, if they're coming from outside the area or within the area, with finding local housing, be that apartment complexes. You know, down here in Florida, we got a lot of RV trailer parks, campgrounds they can stay at temporarily. We also have private owners that rent out rooms for rent or whole entire homes. So there are different options. When you get in touch with the admissions rep will get you hooked up with our student services department, and we'll explain all the different options that we can assist you with.
Now, the other thing about National Aviation Academy, while we're waiting for our next question to come in here, next thing about National Aviation Academy is that military predominantly make up the school, right? The class?
Now, we're about 40%, somewhere between 30% and 40% of veteran students.
Okay, and you have a veterans department to work with them.
We have a veterans certifying official that works in our financial aid department, and that individual is responsible for certifying the veterans' benefits when they come into school.
Okay, and someone can call up because there's been questions before about not knowing whether or not they'd use their veterans' benefits up or not, or how they would have to go about doing it. Someone can call the 800-659-2080 and get a hold of somebody that could answer their question, right?
Sure, absolutely. You know, we can assist you in finding all that information out. You know, one of the easiest ways to do it is just go onto your e-benefits account. If you don't have one, go ahead and go in there and set it up. A lot of that information is readily accessible for you, and the more information you have when you call us, the easier it is for us to help you navigate through that process also.
Okay, well, here's one from Van, and Van is in Cleveland, Ohio. Van says, is it easier to do the application online or to come to your location in Boston, which is where he's thinking about going, and fill it out?
Well, it's really up to the individual. I always say come to the physical location. If you can get to the actual school, you can get to the location, come in there and see the school. Make sure the school is a right fit for you. Now, not only do you have to be a right fit for National Aviation Academy, National Aviation Academy has to be the right fit for the student. So please come to the school if you're able to. If not, you can fill the application out online. It's all the same process, you know, but seeing firsthand what you're going to get involved with is a very important piece, in my opinion.
Okay, and I am talking to Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. He's with us every other week here on a Thursday, and you get a chance to ask him questions up close and personal. And if you want to call on the phone, the number is 877-969-8600 to ask him up personal, or I mean ask him a question on the line. That's 877-969-8600. Okay, here's one from Frazier, and Frazier is in Brooklyn, and Frazier is asking whether or not the facility in Boston has long-term parking. If he were to bring a vehicle up there, get an apartment, and park his vehicle there, he says he has a truck camper. Do you have long-term parking for truck campers?
Again, our student services department could assist you in finding a place to do that. When we get up into Massachusetts, Obviously, real estate's at a premium. You have different laws and regulations. You know, down here in Florida, I could definitely tell you, yeah, you can park it. There's a billion places you can park it. Up there in Massachusetts, it's a little different, but our student services department can absolutely assist you in finding out that information.
Yeah, they used to park like in Walmarts and Kmarts mm-hmm. and things like that, the big parking lots, because the stores would encourage them to stay there because they knew that they could buy their stuff there. Sure. And that's what they were figuring. They'd get business from the people in the lot. But I'm not even sure they can do that up there anymore.
I have no idea. Actually, you know, I'm heading up there this morning. So that's definitely a question.
We want a full report.
Absolutely.
Because since we did get the question, and I don't know the answer, I just know that the laws have changed up there, and it could be different. Now, again, 14 weeks. How many hours?
14 months.
Months. Weeks. God. How many hours?
But 14 months, 2,000 hours. That's for the Aviation Maintenance Technology Program to get your airframe power plant certification. Then you got 21 months, 3,000 hours for the Aviation Maintenance Professional Program. That will get you your AMP, airframe and power plant certification. That will get your NCAT, Elements 1, 3, and 8, Airbus General Familiarization course. And, you know, the Advanced Aircraft Systems Program.
So if they come in, they get offered the 14-month course, or they can take the 21-month course?
Absolutely.
Depending on which they want to do.
Absolutely.
All right. And which one do you think is the more popular one?
Right now, it's about 50-50. It just all depends on the individual student and what the individual student's long-term goal is. But right now, we're seeing about 50-50 mix of the students that are enrolling. When we start those programs, the 14-month and the 21-month program start at the same time. So if we have 50 students, 100 students coming to the program, we got about 50% of them go to each program.
And Frazier's asking a question, what about tools? Am I able to use tools, their tools, my tools? How's that work?
Yeah, everything you need while you're enrolled in the program, we provide for you at National Aviation Academy.
Okay, we'll be right back with more. Got to take a little break here, pay a few bills, and when we come back, we'll talk some more with Bo, and got a beach and boating forecast to do, too, and see what it's like out there in the water today. So don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Today, it'll be mostly sunny. It's really warm outside right now, so it's going to be humid. We will have a chance of some afternoon storms like we've been getting. The winds are starting out of the northwest this morning, light and variable. They will be gusty this afternoon to about 15 to 20 miles an hour. The seas will be choppy today, 3 to 5 feet. The Gulf water temperature at 86, the Bay water temperature at 87. We had our low tide at 12:17 a.m. Our high tide coming at 6:23 a.m. And it's going to be breezy all around today. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay brings you our beach and boating forecast. And when you join the Freedom Boat Club here, you'll have access to over 430 boats at the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization. Now, Freedom Boat Club currently has 185 locations all across the U.S. of A., three in Canada and two in France. That's right, I said France. Now, the Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay has got ports in 28 areas and two more coming. And the rumor is they're going to be up in Gainesville shortly. So, now you get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. Everybody gets that if you join. But if you're an active-duty military member, a veteran, first responder, active or retired, work in a medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you get an extra $500 off on top of your $1,000 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. All you do is pay the balance due, and voila, you're on your way. You'll pay just a monthly fee after that, and away you go. Now, your membership also gives you reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Club locations all across the country. Go to freedomboatclubtampabay.com. That's freedomboatclubtampabay.com. Or call them at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Bo Browning. And, Bo, good morning again.
Good morning.
National Aviation Academy is who he's with. Now, we have a question here from an individual that wants to know about the high school kids that are coming out of vocational schools and whether or not that would be beneficial towards them to take your program, because they're coming out, maybe they're electricians, maybe they're carpenters, maybe they're plumbers, sure. But it can't hurt.
Sure. No. Students that are already interested in technical skills, vocational trades, it is really a good fit for our program because they already want to work with their hands. They're already interested in possibly mechanics. They're into fixing things, repairing things, building things. So it is a good fit coming into our program. Will some of those skill sets that they're learning in high school, for example, in the vocational programs help them in our program? Absolutely. Will it help them in their future employment as an aviation maintenance technician? Yeah, sure it will. Hard-working people are always in demand.
Now, that question comes from Keith, who is the unofficial president of the Bo Browning Fan Club over in Ruskin.
I appreciate it, Keith. I don't know who you are, but I appreciate it.
I don't either. I'm just reading what it says there. Okay, and thanks very much, Keith, for the question. Now, again, let's go through the 14 months of training at either one of the schools, either the one in Concord, Mass., up in Boston, just outside Boston, or the one down here in Clearwater. How does this start? What do they do?
When a student first makes contact with us, they're going to get in contact with the admissions representative. The admissions representative is going to talk to them, going to show them the two different programs down here in Tampa, going to show them the 14-month AMT program up there in Boston. Once the student decides when the start date is, the student's going to come into the program. They're going to begin with the general subjects. That's going to be roughly about 13 weeks of general subjects, 420 hours. Down here at our Florida campus, the student will then enter into the power plant subjects, 763 hours of power plant subjects up in New England, 817 hours of airframe subjects. Really, that's the difference between the two campuses is down here we teach general power plant airframe. Up in Massachusetts, they teach general airframe power plant. So we just flip-flop the airframe power plant piece. And then once a student finishes with that 817 hours of airframe or that 763 hours of power plant, they'll enter into either 817 hours of airframe or 763 hours of power plant, depending on what location they're in. And at that point in time, we issue certificates as students complete each one of those courses within the program. So at the end of general, we hold an exemption. We're going to get you a completion certificate for the general subjects. You'll be able to take your FAA exam for that. At the end of the power plant or airframe, you'll get a completion certificate. You'll be able to take your FAA exams for that. And same with the airframe. So we issue certificates at the end of each one of those courses that the three courses count. Compose the 2,000-hour AMT Aviation Maintenance Technology Program.
Got a question here from Peter, and Peter says that he lives in Santee, South Carolina. which he figures is about halfway between Boston, halfway mm-hmm. between Clearwater. In your opinion, which would be the better campus for him to apply to?
I used to live in South Carolina, you know, in the low country area. I would say Florida.
Okay.
Florida, the weather's similar. The weather's similar.
Because I think, I'm trying to remember where Santee is. That's a lake. It's off 995, isn't it?
Yeah, if you go straight up the coast, it's just north of... just south of Charleston, I think. Inland a little bit.
Yeah, it's in the middle of the state, I think. It's kind of like, I think it's off I-95. Yeah. I think I remember that. Okay, well, there you go. And I hope we answered your question there, Peter. Okay, let's see. Got one more coming in here. Let's see what this is. This is from Colin. And Colin is in Greensboro, North Carolina. Captain, I've built model airplanes and flown model airplanes all my life. I love doing it. I don't know anything about what it takes. That's all right. I don't know anything about what it takes to fix them, but I'd be willing to learn. Could somebody teach an old Tar Heel like me down there in Florida?
Sure, absolutely. You know, anybody's willing to learn. We can train you to be an aircraft mechanic. It's not a problem. Like I said, the hardest thing for people is a willingness to go back to school and work hard. It's not an easy profession. You have to work hard in this profession, but you have to work hard in the school also.
And you could be a young Tar Heel and still learn old Tar Heel.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I like the way he put that. Okay, well, getting down to the nitty-gritty, I'm going to ask you a question here and wrap it up with this. We got this hurricane that's been going on. We got all this aircraft that's on the ground over there probably that wasn't able to fly out in the Bahamas. What happens to that now? Do they just junk that? Do they try to fix it again, or what do they do?
More than likely, you know, the Freeport airport was completely underwater. I believe we all saw the video. Yeah, more than likely those airplanes are going to be scrapped out. Once that salt water gets into them, there's really not a lot you can do. Corrosion is an aircraft killer, and that's why it's so very important when we do inspections that we're constantly looking for corrosion on them, and those aircraft took a lot of damage, so I'd imagine that they're just going to be scrapped out.
Okay, well, Bo, thanks very much for coming in and enlightening everybody here, and I know everybody enjoyed it, including the president of your fan club.
Absolutely. So I enjoyed being here.
So there you go. Okay, and folks, I got to remind you that we're closing out here with Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. Dominic's is spelled DOMENICK apostrophe S. Now, they are your local blinds, shades, and shutters dealer right there in Sarasota. And, you know, you can go a long way with the local folks versus the big box stores. You know what you're going to get with the local guys. They're going to be there to do whatever it takes in terms of installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So keep that in mind at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Remember, all their products are made in the U.S. of A., and they're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see them out there on the road. That's probably going to be Kevin. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on their purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. That's 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, I'll be back tonight on the Ray Didio. Keep in mind, a lot of things going on in the world in which we live. I'm sure many of your morning talk shows out there will be bringing it to you. And I'll see you tonight in the radio. Have yourself a great day. Stay dry up there, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Oh, The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.